Number 69. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, the science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's story is a continuation from the last 2 weeks, starting in the episode Relic, and last week, To the Stars. We're hurtling through space with Kia and the relic in her rucksack. So here's the third of this 4-episode mini-series. Faith. I travel on the great star freighter, the Empress Zuditu, waiting for my moment to connect with another service outside the solar system to Wolf 359, where the markings on the skull I found in Axum, an ancient relic, matched the constellation and the shapes of the continents on Wolf 359B. Weeks of undignified bar work, hauling disgusting hued cocktail pipes from the deck to the service areas, suffering the abusive supervisors and the insults as banter by the wealthy travellers, have brought me close to despair. Even my firm friend Bird has begun to annoy me, as we spend every waking hour together and share sleeping quarters. Inevitably, we endure the dangers of overfamiliarity. I don't know how she puts up with my moods, but over time, with nothing new to say, we barely talk to each other. She seems more interested in getting drunk, but my purpose is clear and different from everyone else on the ship. I count down the days, hours, minutes to the nearest connection, desperate to move on. Kia, wake up. The buzzing sound has not spoken to me for months, but suddenly it wrenches me early morning from sleep, and automatically I check the stellar coordinates. My heart leaps. Okay, time to go. I grab my rucksack, with the relic buried safely within, and reflect how few possessions I've accumulated since arriving in the tiny cabin. Nothing to do here, I suppose, except work and sleep. I look over at the slumbering Bird and feel a pang of guilt. Finally, I value her friendship just at the point of departure. I scrawl a regretful, tearful note on her hollow board, knowing she will swear at me when she wakes for her next shift, then shrug her shoulders. I poke my head out and ease myself from the cabin, fleeing down the corridor to the main airlock. I know the supply ship will dock to pick up the new solar fuel cells for the relay station near Wolf 359, and as usual, some pleasantries will be observed between the lead crew. I'll have to wait patiently, then slip on board as long as holding the relic still retains its curious power of deflection. Months later, I sit in the gallery of the supply ship. Being smaller than the Empress Zuditu, there's no work for passage, and the crew are decidedly grumpy, prone to quarrelling and less inclined to showering. The latter is helpful, as I'm hardly disturbed, and the food is easy enough to obtain. It's been lonely, though, with no one to talk to except my own memories. While I keep out of the way of everyone, I spend more time thinking of Bird and my father, even my childhood friends. Holding on to the relic in my rucksack has become second nature, although there have been some tricky moments. I recently picked up some chatter from the others that they think there's a space ghost on board. I suppose it's nice to have some identity. As we near the star system of Wolf 359 and the two planets that orbit, I begin to worry. How will I know where to go? What to do? Do I just rely on the relic? Is my path already mapped out for me? It's a constant debate, and I've taken to holding the skull in my hands and talking directly into its hollow eyes, staring at the hidden markings on the inside of the skull, especially when a flash of meteors pass by, radiating and reflecting light from the nearest stars in the vacuum of space. Some while ago, I found a snug porthole high up in the control room where I can curl up with the relic close into my chest, so I spend most of my nights there watching the star charts. Be awake, the voice disturbs me abruptly, and I feel the skull roll from my arms. I manage to cushion its fall onto the ledge, but it's out of contact for a moment, just long enough for me to catch the eye of an open-mouthed crew member to see me retrieve it. There was always someone on duty in control, and they are always bored. Oh! He stares up at the porthole, then blinks. He must have been sitting idly, because he startles upright, looks directly at me, now unable to see me, shaking his head, disbelieving. I know you're there, he ventures. I remain quiet. I've seen the logs. He became a little more confident, looking both at and through me. The energy footprint on the ship is higher than it should be for our crew number. I don't know what you are, but you've nothing to fear from me. I am curious. He seems unthreatening. And the relic did wake me. Perhaps I meant to take notice of this man. I consider whispering a response. I must get to Wolf 359B. I don't reveal myself. It suits me to remain at least a disembodied voice. We don't go there. I don't think anyone has. Even the Wolf Station is just a relay for signals to other star systems. Nevertheless, that's where I must go, I whisper again, wondering what it's like for him. There's an emergency craft on Wolf Station. If you can fly, you could use that. I can't fly. Well, I can. Are you offering to help? I don't know. I suppose so.
Why?
I'm not sure myself. You'll have to trust me. Really? You can't see me. You don't know me. Seems like a lot of trust. Well, actually, I've had these dreams. He seems ashamed. Oh, Lord, save me from other people's dreams. I half groan, half murmur. A woman, a skull. I know what I have to do. There's nothing here for me anyway. I'm on a final round. I have to go back to finish my sentence on Titan. Oh, that's encouraging. I have to put my faith in a felon. It was a religious crime. Or rather, I didn't believe what I was supposed to, so they sent me out here as penance. And when I return, it's to a life of servitude in the temple. Oh, that's really old school. So you're a non-believer? Not really. I just think there's more to it than we've been told. Well, maybe, but I don't know what that means. It means I have nothing else to lose. So it's an adventure. No, I felt a call in my dreams, and I heard it again, just now.
You mean,
just now, just before I saw you? I pause and say to myself, I suppose I have to submit to this. I think we heard the same thing. I'm Kia. On my perch, high above the control deck, I place the skull next to me, remove my hand from it, and look down. I know the light reflecting from outside will frame me in the porthole.
My name is Mamo, he smiles, almost helpless in the grip of faith and fate. I'll help you. I'll pilot that landing craft.
Well, we're getting very close to the end of this now, as Kia makes her final journey towards planet Wolf 359B. And let's see next week what awaits her. Thanks for listening as ever. Do recommend this to anyone who you think might like to listen to science fiction stories, horror stories, creepy stories. These Fantastic Worlds is available on just about every podcast service that you can think of. Anyway, that's it for now. This is Jake Jackson. See you next time. Goodbye.